You never know what you will find in a pawn shop. Where else can you find a snowblower parked next to a mink jacket? Or a 19th century French-made clock surrounded by modern-day laptops? Eric Reiser, the owner of several pawn shops in Virginia, would like more people to see what the stores are really like.
You don't see artwork and antiques and rugs. The pawn shops are the new cool place to come into. It's the new chic place.
To also find high-end jewelry, bars made of silver, and collectible sports memorabilia.
We had an original Picasso here, some of the high-end watches, the Rolexes. We actually had a bird head that I had sold to one gentleman that the bird had been extinct for over 100 years.
While sales bring in money, pawn shops make most of their income through cash loans to customers in exchange for an item of value. There is also interest on the loan that is higher than a bank rate. If the money is repaid in 30 days, then the customer gets their item back. Otherwise, the store keeps it for resale. Mike Thoman, manager at Top Dollar Pawn in Waldorf, Maryland, says the average loan is $150.
People don't have any other outlet, to be able to get the money they need to get through the week, say, or put some gas in the tank or pay the electric bill.
Anthony Ruggiero is pawning some items to help pay for his wedding.
I'm getting married in 3 months. I bought a ring here last week. I own a business, so as I checks come in from that, I'll buy my stuff back.
Not all customers are looking for a loan. Some, like Austin Ballard, a music producer in Virginia, come to shop.
It's so much fun to pick up an old instrument that you know is like for instance, an old like 50s or 60s Gibson Les Paul, and just to know there's probably a lot of history with that. You never know where a guitar's been. It might be on a record you've heard on the radio.
Like other pawn shops, Top Dollar Pawn has taken a hit from secondhand merchandise being sold on the internet. Although owner Michael Cohen realizes more pawn shops like his may have to start selling items online to survive, he still thinks the brick and mortar stores are here to stay.
There's a lot of people that just pawn shop shop. They just go from pawn shop to pawn shop looking for a good deal. We definitely have our regulars that like to come in here and bargain with us every week.
Because you'll never know what hidden treasures you'll find. Deborah Block, VOA News.